Let's do it again. Hello and welcome to As It Is, the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. At the same time, you can hear about important events that are happening all around us. We begin today with a look at China. We will hear how this country's strength is being felt in many parts of the world. And then we'll return to the United States to hear about politics on the national level as the fall elections get closer and possible presidential candidates line up for 2016. As It is coming to you from Washington. Now, here is part one. China is increasingly using its influence economically and militarily throughout Asia. But Chinese influence can also be felt in other areas, especially in Africa, through foreign aid and investment. Christopher Cruz provides many details of this interesting story.
In recent months, Chinese officials have been campaigning for the establishment of two new trade routes they call the Silk Roads. One of the routes would be a land-based road. The other would be for trade ships at sea. Earlier this year, China held what it called a Silk Road Economic Belt Media Cooperation Meeting in Beijing. Chinese state media said the goal of the talks was to rejuvenate the Silk Road by encouraging inter-regional development. In ancient times, the Silk Road was a series of roads that linked the major economies of Asia to trading partners in Europe and the Mediterranean. Alice Ekman follows China issues at the French Institute of International Relations.
We have seen repetition or an insistence on the concept of maritime Silk Road and Silk Road Economic Belt that may announce development of a specific strategy or at least an emphasis on constructive new axes that may guide this regional policy.
Chinese officials say the land-based Silk Road would go through Central Asia to northern Iran and through Iraq, Syria, and Turkey, ending in Europe. The other would go through the Malacca Strait to India, Kenya, and then north around the Horn of Africa through the Mediterranean Sea. It would meet the land-based Silk Road in Venice, Italy. China's ancient leaders worked hard to protect the trade routes. Experts say China will also work hard to make the new routes successful. Alice Ekman says China is increasingly using its power through what she calls hard moves, such as territorial disputes in the South China Sea. She says it also has used soft moves, such as increased aid to Africa. Stephen Sabe works at the United Nations Development Program. He says China's international aid is increasingly helping other countries through job creation.
So I think what we've seen is a lot of governments gradually saying, the things you've done have been really helpful. You know, setting up the agricultural training centers or bringing out the doctors, building the building whatever it was, the government buildings, etc. But we now like you to be doing things which have a more direct impact on the grassroots, on poverty reduction at the grassroots. And so that message is coming through. And now the question, I think, for our Chinese counterparts is not whether to do that, it's how.
China is also reaching free trade agreements with other countries. And it is calling for greater use of its money in some countries along trade routes. The increase in ties between China and these countries will not only increase trade, but will help China's energy security. But some observers say just because some Chinese officials are working to recreate the Silk Roads does not mean China has an organized plan. Barry Sotman is an associate professor at the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology.
It seems to me that there are strategies rather than a strategy. That is to say, in China, there are a whole lot of people proposing strategies, and there is no one strategy adopted by the central government.
He says some of China's policies are based on competing ideas on how best to stay involved with the rest of the world. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton got some good news in the latest public opinion survey. Survey organizers wanted to know what Americans think about possible candidates for the presidency in 2016. The same study shows that the Republican Party is likely to make gains in congressional elections later this year. Jonathan Evans is here to talk U.S. politics.
The latest survey numbers come from Quinnipiac University in Connecticut. It found that Hillary Clinton has a big lead against others likely to seek the presidential nomination of the Democratic Party. 58% of those asked said they support Hillary Clinton. 11% supported Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Vice President Joe Biden received 9%. The findings come as Mrs. Clinton continues to travel across the country as part of an advertising campaign for her new book, Hard Choices. The book describes her time as Secretary of State. She has said she will decide whether to seek the presidency by early next year. Tim Malloy is Assistant Director of the Quinnipiac Poll.
Hillary Clinton has weathered what some would say bad book sales, some questions about her tenure at the State Department, some questions about what she can defines as wealth. And she sweeps the Democratic field in the 2016 race.
The poll also shows her easily defeating several men who may seek the presidential nomination of the Republican Party. They include New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. The Quinnipiac survey did not find a clear leader among the possible Republican candidates. 11% of those asked say they support Rand Paul. Chris Christie, Mike Huckabee, and Jeb Bush each received 10%. Tim Malloy says no one Republican seems to be the clear favorite. He says this is not unusual 2 years before a presidential election. Members of Congress are more concerned about the congressional elections in November. American voters will be electing all 435 members of the House of Representatives. They will also fill 36 of the 100 seats in the Senate. Currently, Republicans control the House, while Democrats have a majority in the Senate. Tim Malloy says the poll found that if the election were held today, voters would elect Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate. Most political observers predict that Republicans will hold their majority in the House. And they say Republicans have an excellent chance of gaining the 6 seats they need in the Senate to take control away from the Democrats. The approval ratings of President Barack Obama have been low in recent weeks. But Tim Malloy says the survey includes a small improvement in how Americans feel about the economy. He says that could help Democratic candidates in November. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And that's all for this edition of As It Is. You are listening to the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington.